Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I read to you from Galatians chapter 3. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith that should afterward be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be in Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:23-29. Christians are called the children of Abraham. Now in the Bible, you read of many people who are called the children of Abraham, Abraham's seed, Abraham as their father. You hear messages from Christians that were called Abraham's children. This is true. And what is the significance of that? This is what our passage teaches us, to be sure. And we need to understand in what sense Christians are the children of Abraham. What does being a child of Abraham really mean? What does this say about our relationship to God? And why are Christians called the children of Abraham? Well, Abraham was one of the better-known Bible characters, was he not, of all the Old Testament, first being mentioned in the book of Genesis, where he's called to leave his home of Ur of Chaldees, go to a place where God directed him. And God made great promises to this man, such as he would be the father of a great nation, his descendants would be as numerous as the sands of the sea and the stars of the heavens, God would bless those that blessed him, curse those that cursed him, his people would have a land for their own so long as they were faithful to God, and the greatest promise of all, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And Paul defined that seed, through which all the nations are blessed, to be Jesus Christ. Galatians 3:16. Abraham is often called the father of the faithful because he was known for his faithfulness, and James identified him as a friend of God. Now Abraham has children both physically and spiritually. Physically, Isaac was his descendant, the promised son born unto Sarah in their old age. And before him was Ishmael, born unto Sarah's handmaid, Hagar. After the death of Sarah, Abraham had more children by one named Keturah. The Israelite nation, later known as the Jewish nation, they're all physical descendants of Abraham. And likewise, through Ishmael and Esau, the Arab could look upon Abraham as their physical ancestor. It is said of Abraham, I have made of thee a father of many nations. And spiritually, the children of Abraham are those who make up the family of God. For a number of centuries, the Israelite people were God's chosen nation by virtue of their descendancy from Abraham, the nation through which the Messiah of all mankind was to come. The Jews placed such a tremendous importance on being a descendant of Abraham as a mark of their spiritual acceptance. The fact that Jesus preached salvation to all men, and not just to the Jews exclusively, was what created such antagonism against him sometimes by the Jewish leaders. John the Baptist, while preparing the way for the coming of the Lord, he taught, But when ye saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Matthew chapter 3. John the Baptist taught the coming of the end of the special status of the Jews and their special privileges and their special relationship to God because Christ, the promised Savior of all mankind, would come. spiritual acceptance would no longer be based upon one's physical ancestry, but upon his response to this Savior. The Bible says, "For they are not all Israel which are of Israel, neither because are they children of Abraham, are they all children, but Isaac shall thy seed be called." That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted for seed. Romans chapter 9. In other words, just because one could point to Abraham as his fleshly foreparent, that would not suffice to identify him as one of God's family, not once Christ had come. Now, the blessings of God would rest upon those of any nation, any tribe, color, tongue, background, ancestry, if they would come to God through Christ. "Of a truth," Peter was taught, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." Acts chapter 10. Therefore, the children of Abraham, those who are the beneficiaries of God's promises, they are those who belong to Christ. And our text plainly states that the child of God is a child of Abraham. We are the children of Abraham if we belong to Christ. Therefore, if one is out of Christ, he is not a child of Abraham, spiritually speaking, and that relationship simply does not exist, except to those who are in Christ. Now, how do people become members of their families? Well, of course, one is born into the family. This is so obvious it needs no further comment. But another way is by adoption. That's a legal process whereby a child becomes the child of adopted parents. The New Testament pictures people becoming spiritually the children of God by illustrating it both ways, both by birth and adoption. It is not that the people become children of God two ways, but that one way is illustrated in two ways. Jesus taught the new birth in John chapter 3. We must be born again. We enter into a newness of life. We are new creatures in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. In other words, we are born into the family of God by this spiritual new birth. And the Apostle Paul speaks of people being adopted, receiving the adoption of sons, becoming children of God through Christ, Galatians 4 and Romans 8. And once belonging to Satan because of sin, Christians are adopted by the Lord. Paul wrote, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Galatians 3 and verse 7. By the faith of Christ, dear friend, and the faith in Christ, a faith that renders obedience to Christ, we become children of Abraham, therefore children of God spiritually. As Israel was once the children of God because they were the descendants of Abraham, so we who are Christians, we are the children of God, called the children of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ. Now, it's not surprising that faith is involved in becoming a child of Abraham, seeing that he was a man of such great faith, and he is indeed an example of faith. Now, as the children of the devil will behave like the devil, children of God should behave as God directs. The children of Abraham will be people of faith, as with Abraham. Abraham, we read, is justified by faith. But friend, listen to me now. Nothing in the Bible teaches that he nor we are justified by faith alone. But he was justified by faith. That was a part of the way that God saved Abraham. When was Abraham justified by faith? In James, the second chapter, it makes it plain. Paul and James refer to the same Old Testament passage that teaches Abraham was justified by faith. One teaches that Abraham was justified by faith, and the other also teaches that Abraham was justified by works of obedience. There's no conflict whatsoever. Works of obedience made the faith of Abraham perfect, whole, mature, complete. And without his works of obedience, his faith would have been a dead faith and a useless faith. His faith acted. Hebrews 11 says that Abraham by faith obeyed. He offered his son Isaac. His faith justified him, friend, when it led him to do what Abraham was commanded of God to do. Faith plus works of obedience, that's what saved Abraham. In Romans chapter 5, we're taught that we're justified by faith, as was Abraham. And when does our faith justify us? When do we become children of Abraham? Our text told us that we're the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Then it explains just the way that faith makes us a child of God. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ did put on Christ. Now notice, it was when we acted on our faith, just like when Abraham acted on his faith. Paul says, those who have been baptized are the children of God. Well, it stands to reason, therefore, those who have not been baptized are not yet the children of God. We are the children of God because we have been baptized and unto Christ and thereby put on Christ. And if we have not been obedient to that command, we are not saved by our faith. Not until our faith has led us to obey the commands of God, to obey his command of repentance and confession of Christ and baptism into Christ, are we made a child of Abraham, another definition of a child of God. And as Abraham's children, we should walk in the steps of faithfulness as did Abraham. He did that all the days of his life. He was called a faithful Abraham, Galatians 3 and verse 9. No, Abraham was not perfect, but he did keep on keeping on, friend, and that's what God expects of those who are the children of Abraham. Galatians 3 says, now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. The promises were given through his seed, which is Christ. And through Christ, those are also who are the seed of Abraham are the beneficiaries of the blessings that God bestows, the spiritual blessings, all spiritual blessings, Ephesians 1:3, are in Christ. We can be partakers of God's promises in Christ. Now, Abraham was called from the Chaldees in Genesis chapter 12. He obeyed. He built an altar in Hebron, Genesis 13. He paid tithes to Melchizedek, Genesis 14. Genesis 15 tells us he believed in the Lord and it was counted unto him for righteousness. It was because that Abraham obeyed my voice, God said, and kept by charge my commandments, my statutes, my laws. That's the way God saved Abraham by faith. His obedience to God in offering Isaac was an act of obedient faith. And by such, he obtained God's promises. And so it is with me and with you. If we would be God's children, if we would be properly defined as children of Abraham, God's people, if we be among the saved and those of promise, we must belong to Christ, and we belong to Christ when we obey the commandments of the Lord in faith. Friends, salvation is open to all. If one would only come to Christ through faith, repentance, confession, and baptism, and live faithfully in that relationship, heaven will be his home. We're so glad that you listen to our program from time to time. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.